Onondaga County has lost its first resident to COVID-19. County Executive Ryan McMahon shared the somber news at Tuesday's afternoon update.
We never wanted to deliver this news, but we knew this could be part of this process. And certainly, if you reflect on how quickly this can move and how real this is, just 8 days ago, we had our first case in the community, and here we are.
The county isn't sharing any specifics about the deceased other than that the person was elderly and hospitalized. He says seniors, especially those with underlying health conditions, are in for a fight if they get the virus.
We're going to have more of our neighbors that win that fight, but I think this is a sobering reality for everyone that this is why we're having everybody do what they do right now. We are making tough decisions and we're inconveniencing the public because we don't want this to be you or your loved one.
There are now 60 total cases in the county, up from 53 Monday. 8 are in the hospital, 3 are critical, and 5 are stable. McMahon says there are still hundreds of outstanding tests, including the surge of people who got tested at the triage site last week. Most should be back by Friday.
We will have an idea on what our curve looks like. Maybe at some point we start to see our curve flatten first and then bend a little bit as people start getting better. That does not mean we're out of the woods. The challenge there is how do we continue to keep that going in the right way? And that's why the social distancing for 2-3 weeks gives you time to bend the curve and then stop the new cases.
Meanwhile, county health officials are asking for help in another possible case of public exposure. It happened Sunday, March 15th at Bethany Baptist Church on Beatty Street. McMahon says a person who attended the 11 a.m. service has tested positive, but that doesn't mean everyone there was exposed.
All close contacts of the individual have been notified by our health department, but we are asking for help into this investigation. If you went to church that day, certainly if you have a fever, a cough, or difficulty breathing, we ask that you put yourself in a quarantine immediately and contact your doctor.
McMahon says they only send out public notification when there are gaps in their investigations. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.